Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us, once again, very happy to say, we've got the one and only Lemmy from Motorhead. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm old and decrepit and in the way, really.
Cool as ever in my eyes, that's what I say. Lemmy's on the show with us. There's going to be The World Is Ours, a release coming out, Volume 2. Any place crazy as anywhere else, coming out October 9th, a brand new release. It's going to feature Motorhead's 2011 headlining set from Wacken Open Air Fest and highlights from Sonosphere in the UK and Rock in Rio in Brazil. So definitely pick that up. It's coming up October 9th. Got to ask you what it was like for playing that Wacken show, because I actually, I've been to Wacken before, and it was an amazing festival. So what was it like to headline Wacken last year?
All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. I think it was, 85,000 people at the last one, I think, that we did. It's amazing, yeah. They pay for the bombers to come out too, which is always good. So it's not completely decrepit now. We still bring it out to one place at least, because you have to pay extra for the bomber because it needs a truck on its own, you know. So we do the full old show there, yeah. It's a great festival, you know. Rio was bigger, in fact. Rio was God knows how many gazillion thousand people. But you can only see the first 50 rows, really. So
it must look like some crazy sea of people, though, when you look out and the lights are on the crowd.
I'm sort of used to it now, you know. It's a funny thing to say you got used to it, but I am. You see a lot of people, it's just a lot of people. You don't think about the number, the actual number, because after they go over the horizon, they're out of sight anyway, aren't they? So I don't know why they're there, because they can't see over the horizon either. But it's really funny. I got used to that really quick. First you get intimidated the first time, and there's a real lot. Reading, I think, was our first one, Reading Festival. There was like 20,000 people, and we all freaked out. After that, I really didn't care, you know, because it's only as good as the one guy who's applauding, you know, isn't it? But it is, isn't it?
It's true. It's Full Metal Jackie Lemmy on the show with us tonight. Right now, new music from Encrust. This is Predatory Skin. Metal Jackie with Encrust. Lemmy of Motorhead on the show with us this evening. Motorhead was part of the Mayhem Festival this past summer. Lemmy, which band did you bond with most over the course of this last Mayhem?
Let's see now. Anthrax, probably, because they're old friends of ours, you know, already. So yeah, we had a good time with them, the good lads.
Anytime I play Anthrax or I play Motorhead's Killed by Death, I always like to quote Scott Ian from the Lemmy movie, because it was hilarious. Like, Scott, and you know, total New Yorker, so I can appreciate that. And they were saying, like, people ask me what song is my favorite Motorhead song, and I said Killed by Death, and they say, that's stupid, and I say, you're stupid. I love that song. So let's do that one right now. Metal Jackie with Lemmy of Motorhead. And how was your overall, you know, experience on the Mayhem Festival? It was your first time playing, obviously.
First time playing the Mayhem one, yeah. It was fine, you know. I mean, we just went on when we should go on, and we came off when we should come off, you know. And that's all you got to look after, really, on those things. You have to be punctual, you know. A lot of people aren't, but that's because they're unprofessional, yeah.
Well, you are a pro, always. Always have been.
Now, yeah. Professional, yes.
Full Metal.
Up against the railings with me.
I was talking earlier to Lem about what Motorhead songs that I play on the show, and I think there's one that you pointed out to me that I haven't played. So if I was going to have you pick a Motorhead song to play, what would you like me to play?
It's the ones I'm not sick of yet, really. In the Black is good, because we can't do it on stage, because the other two don't sing, you know. So I'd have to hire singers, so we can't afford that. So In the Black, yeah, it's a good one.
Well, all right then. Full Metal Jackie Lemmy of Motorhead with us on the show. Quick break. We'll be back with Motorhead and In the Black and more with Lemmy. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, that was a new track off Devin Townsend Project's new album, Epic Loud. Just came out in stores this past week. That was Kingdom. Motorhead before that with In the Black. Lemmy's choice. He's a guest on the show tonight. The World is Ours, Volume 2. Is out in stores October 9th. You can enter to win a copy now on the contest page of FullMetalJackieRadio.com. And Lemmy, do your main influences like Buddy Holly and Little Richard still ever come into play when you record new music?
Well, no, it's a different time now, isn't it? I mean, it's not 1959 anymore.
Do you,
or if it is, they didn't tell me.
Do you hear them any different now than when you were a kid?
No, you hear a thing and it sticks with you in that frame, you know. With me, it does anyway. You remember the things that you were hearing then and you were doing then, you know. Little time capsules, songs are, you know, like that.
Full Metal Jacket. Quick break. Still to come later on, a premiere for My Dying Bride. Also some Iron Maiden and more with Lemmy on the way. Full Metal Jacket with Gypsy Hawk and Hedge King. Lemmy of Motorhead is with us on the show tonight. And Lem, it hasn't changed much over the years, so what is it that makes writing and recording a Motorhead album with Phil and Mickey such a comfortable process?
Oh, it's not comfortable when we're doing an album. It's terrible. I mean, we fight like cat and dog over the smallest thing, you know. That extra beat there, shut up, you know. We always fight over things, but that's how it should be, you know. You should have different points of view, else you never get it right.
How do you come to some sort of conclusion or agreement at the end of the day?
The one who talks last gets it.
Last man standing?
The one who's still shouting gets it, usually.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Lemmy with us on the show. The World is Ours, Volume 2. Any Place Crazy as Anywhere Else is coming out in stores October 9th. And talking about your other bandmates, you know, I've heard you compliment them as musicians in the past, and how much better of a musician do you feel you are as a result of years spent playing with Phil and Mickey?
I'm not better at all. They just enabled me to be lazier because they're so much better, you know. No, we are what we are, you know. We play what we play. We all got our say. We've all got our little niche, what we cover for the other two. We're pretty good at, you never hear us do a mistake usually on stage, but there are lots because we hate rehearsals, you know. You'll never hear them because we cover them up real good. Usually, at least, there's a couple now and again, you know. But I really like playing with these two. They're some of the best musicians in the world right now, and they don't get enough recognition for it. It's a shame.
It's Full Metal Jacket with Lemmy of Motorhead on the show. Quick break, still to come this hour. A premiere for My Dying Bride. We've got some Iron Maiden coming up, and lots more. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket with Whitechapel and I Dementia. Iron Maiden was before that. Don't forget, playlists for the show are up on the website, fullmetaljacketradio.com. We've got Lemmy of Motorhead with us on the show tonight, and you've collaborated with a lot of different artists over the years. Is there anyone that you'd like to that you've never had a chance to work with?
Yeah, Skin from Skunk Anansie is one. Dave Edmunds, although I did half a collaboration with him once. He produced our first four tracks ever. Who else? I don't know, really. There's a lot of people, you know, that you think you would like to, but then you come down to it, you think about it real hard, and you think, no, it wouldn't work, you know. I'd like to collaborate with Billy Gibbons, you know, again, because the last time was only a half collaboration. I didn't get to play in the studio with him, you know, because I would have told him his solo was terrible if I had.
Full Metal Jacket with Lemmy, and I think it's safe to say you've inspired many, many bands over the years. It's pretty amazing.
You can't really hear it, though. Motley Crue used to play a couple of songs of ours before they went on stage to get themselves going, but you can't hear it in their music, you know, obviously. It's like your influences are just your influences. They make you play a certain way, or they make you realise a certain thing about how it was done, you know. Like, but the Everly Brothers are one of my biggest influences, and there's nothing of that, obviously, because there's nobody to harmonise with in my band. But, I mean, that was a big, valuable influence on me. But I couldn't tell you what for particularly. It isn't the harmonies, which is what I loved them for. So it must be something else I got from it that I don't even know about. You know, subliminal.
Subliminal?
Subliminal, yeah.
And who do you listen to before you go on stage?
I don't listen to music really before we go on stage. I mean, there's enough going on without listening to music as well. You know, 5 minutes, you know. Well, usually, you know, I just get up from the table, put a marker in the book and walk on stage, you know. I'm all right. I'm pretty easy to please. I don't ask for much.
Is there any new music that you've been listening to lately that's exciting to you?
Not lately, no. I've not been really looking for any, you know, to listen to. Skunk Anansie have a new album coming out, though, which you should promote. And ZZ Top have a really good album out now, La Futura. I don't know the title of the Skunk and Angie one, but you should listen to Americans, because you ain't got them yet, and you should, because they're excellent.
Full Metal Jackie coming up, a premiere for My Dying Bride next. Full Metal Jackie with Lemmy of Motorhead with us on the show, and thought I'd give you a chance to pick a song. You always pick some good ones, and what would you like me to play?
How about Skunk and Angie?
Which song?
My Ugly Boy. That's a good song.
Full Metal Jackie with Skunk and Nancy. That was My Ugly Boy. Lemmy's Choice. He's a guest on the show tonight. Right now, as promised, a premiere for My Dying Bride. I want to give you a taste of a tune which will be on their new album, A Map of All Our Failures, which will be out October 16th. This is A Tapestry Scorned. Full Metal Jackie, Lemmy of Motorhead with us on the show. What can we expect in terms of new music and another tour? I guess we're going to have to wait till next year, I'm guessing.
Yes, we're going on tour in Europe, actually, in the end of October. But we're not playing here till the new year, obviously. I don't know where we're going to be or anything. We haven't set it up yet.
But for your next record, are you going to have collaborations with any other artists?
I'm hoping to get Skin to do a song with me, because I got the solo album, you know, is almost finished. I just need one more track. So I thought I'd do one with her, and she said, yeah, but her schedule's like really odd, you know, they're not being helpful, the schedules themselves. So we'll wait and see, you know, I mean, it's been 10 years anyway making it, so you know, the 6 months ain't gonna hurt, you know.
But in terms of another Motorhead record, do you think in 2013?
Oh, yeah. Next year we go into the studio in January. So from then on, it's work in progress, you know.
Awesome. Well,
awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show again.
You're the... Thank you for having me on the show, my dear.
And I really appreciate it. You're my hero.
How groovy you are.